Is it really inflation or just corporate greed? Here we go.
The price of your venti iced coffee is going up. Starbucks plans to raise the price of its coffee again, marking its third price increase since October. And like other major corporations increasing prices, it's pointing the finger at inflation. The company's CEO said the pandemic brought about inflationary pressures and staffing issues, and the latest surge will likely lead to additional pricing actions throughout the year. But despite economic pressures, Starbucks' revenue increased by 19% to $8.1 billion. Some consumer advocates are criticizing these price increases, suggesting that companies are doing a great job rebranding corporate greed as inflation. And Starbucks isn't the only one making it tougher for customers. KFC and Wendy's rolled back discounted value meals in favor of promoting costlier options, while McDonald's raised its menu prices by about 6% last year to offset a 4% rise in food and paper costs. But are these attempts to curb the impact from the most ferocious inflation in decades, or are they passing the cost to consumers?
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the pinch. I mean, I don't even want to go out to a restaurant anymore. I've talked about it. I go to my buddy Dan's bar because I've got a credit there. Right? I helped him out getting some food thing from one of my family members. Hey, Sean, you get a credit. Okay. Hey, all right. You know, things have gotten so expensive, even like going through the drive-thru at Starbucks. And that's what we're talking about today. Starbucks, McDonald's. They've all gotten so expensive. The grocery store. Go to your local grocery store. It's like, what? That's not what I used to. Oh, yeah. Was that like 6 months ago? Man, things have just crazy. I looked at salmon the other day and I can't remember the price, but I was like, yeah, not buying that. I know it's real healthy and I know it's got all that good stuff in there. It's got the good omega fats or whatever, right? So you're supposed to be buying that. No. I got to take out a home equity loan to buy that and then throw it on my grill. But like real restaurants, I'm just not going there. How about DoorDash? No, we are not doing DoorDash, especially in Seattle, where they've just pumped that up. So I'm going to get through this one paragraph here. I know it's a long one, but this has got the guts of what we're talking about. Evidence is mounting that the American consumer's back is starting to break. It's feeling heavy, folks. You know, you only got traps to carry things for so far, and then all of a sudden, accounting for almost 70% of the U.S.'s gross domestic product, consumer spending grew 5.9% through 2023. We were just feeding the machine. Despite high inflation and recession concerns, 5.9 during that time period, giving the economy a much-needed boost, while the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates to combat inflation. So now we got those rates coming up and people are dialing back their spending, right? It's been a couple of years. My businesses have just suffered. Real estate companies, not good. It has not been good because all these sellers with low interest rates don't want to put their homes on the market, which means if they sell, they got to go buy in a 7.5% interest rate environment. And they've got a house now that's got 3% financing. Why on earth would they move? They're not. And so we've got this really low supply of housing out there and nobody's ordering an appraisal because nobody's getting off those low interest rates. And I don't blame them. If you've got 2.75% or 3% mortgage, why would you go out and refinance into a 7% mortgage? The answer again is you wouldn't. So now as the Fed maintains a higher for longer stance on interest rates, to combat sticky inflation, we keep hearing about, the Fed's not dropping the rates. Well, because the Fed has said, our goal is to get that pesky inflation, that transitory inflation that we were promised by the current administration, down to about 2%. It's just pesky. It's not getting down there. So the Fed is saying, we're not going to drop, you know, with inflation still going, we're not going to feed that fire by dropping those rates and bringing in a little more consumer demand. Consumers may need to bail out the economy one more time, meaning that as rates have gone up and prices keep going, inflation keeps going, the American consumer is just going to have to grin and bear it. They're just going to have to take it with a smile. Unfortunately, they may not be so willing this time around. I think that's what you're seeing right now I think we are in a recession. I think a lot of people are really feeling the impacts of what's going on. We just haven't really talked about it because we had those go-go years that just happened. Everybody was, this is the greatest thing ever. I got all kinds of pandemic money. I'm not going on vacations. I'm not going to the restaurant. Got plenty of money. Now that money's long gone, isn't it? Now we're dealing with the flip side, which is, oh yeah, interest rates go up, car loans go up, credit card, expenses go up. All the costs of borrowing have gone up, but the expenses, the things that we're actually consuming and buying, those have gone up too. So double whammy, right? Double whammy. All right. More expensive to buy and more expensive to buy. University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, a measurement of consumer spending confidence widely used by economists and policymakers, fell to its lowest in 6 months in May, sliding steeply to 67.4% from April's 77.2%. Those numbers mean nothing. The issue there is this is going in the wrong direction. People are not feeling comfortable about spending money they either don't have or figure that down the road they're going to need more then than now, with inflation still going and them not having the disposable income to purchase, some of the stuff in their lifestyle. The figure fell below economist expectations surveyed by Bloomberg following a weak April jobs report and an uptick in inflation. That's what killed us. And the Fed said, no, we're not going to drop rates. Consumers across all income, age, and education groups revealed a declining interest in spending a few extra bucks. McDonald's on the front line there. Starbucks, anything that is an extra in our lives. Food, yeah, it's not an extra, but fast food, you might not be able to do it cheaper, but man, fast food at McDonald's, actually at McDonald's has become your basic $20 meal now. That's what you used to spend in a sit down restaurant, right? I joke about the $18 burrito or the $20 Big Mac. We're not there yet. $18 burrito, yes, depending on where you're going, but that's an actual really good burrito. It's all gotten really expensive, really expensive. And people are reeling back. They are pulling back on these expenditures, like your latte factor, right? I just need to get my latte from Starbucks. I've given that up a while ago. I don't drink coffee. I drink tea. But I, don't mind going. I drink hot tea. I don't mind going to Starbucks and get me one of those big old double tea bag. Double tea bag me, right? Said no guy ever. But you know what I'm saying. Give me a big tea and let me roll with it. Those things are big, but they're also like, are they like $5? You make one at home and it's the cost of the tea bag, which at Costco, you get one of those big boxes of green tea. Yeah, I literally did that last weekend. I got another big box of green tea at Costco because there you go. I'm going to save myself $5, $6, whatever it is, bucks for a tea, which is hot water and a little tiny bit of materials in that tea bag that the, the flavor seeps into my water. Oh, so good. So financial strain is intensifying for households situated at the lower end of the income spectrum. Not shocking. So what we're seeing in a lot of communities is, hey, you're paying for all those migrant stuff, all the illegal stuff. We've been here paying the bills the whole time. And our expenses have gone through the roof. This isn't fair. And we don't have the money, period, to be going to Starbucks. We don't have the money, period, to be going to McDonald's. We're barely getting by. Yet these illegals come in. And, one of my podcasts earlier today was an illegal encampment in Denver had a laundry list of 13 must-have items in their demand list to the city of Denver. And they're here illegally. And you've got all these communities. Read a story about a pastor in the south side of Chicago saying his congregation is pissed because they've been begging for, stuff from within their community for years and years and years. Then you get a bunch of illegals that come in and these big blue cities, these democratic cities, virtue signal that they are sanctuary cities. And they're just, doling out the millions. Was it Chicago the other day? Another $70 million. Let's go, Brandon Johnson. Thought it would be a genius idea. Oh, that's just toss them another $70 million. I'm sure the constituents in South Chicago are going to be just fine with it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We support the illegals. No, it's going the other way. They're like, what about us? What about our community? We've been here forever. We've had our hand up forever. They're like, a conservative at the White House press conference that never gets called, right? Because they call a bunch of these guys who are going to lob up easy questions. You from NBC, you from MSNBC, you guys are golden. You guys never ask the hard ones. But Fox News, they might ask something that somebody actually has to answer to. Consumer resilience is also withering largely by their expectations for continued price growth. According to the University of Michigan survey, consumers anticipate a 3.5% increase in prices over the next year, the highest level in 6 months. Why wouldn't we expect that, right? Don't you just kind of expect this to just keep on a going? Yeah. You've still got those trillions of dollars that have been sent through the economy, and it's just rocked the entire financial system, right? This inflation will be transitory. The amount of money you're going to put through there, Junior, I don't think this is going to be transitory. Years later, you see on those memes, 5 years later, we've still got inflation going. Hey, what about that whole transitory thing? What happened there? I don't know. We spent the money and this is where we're at. Actually, we didn't spend money we had. We just, made it up and printed it and then sent it on through. And we called it a negative on the balance sheet. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Get the biggest line of credit ever. It's the United States financial system. So Starbucks, Sweetgreen, and other consumer giants are seeing similar trends. Many customers have been more exacting about where and how they choose to spend their money. I certainly have, 100%. Yeah, not eating out, not doing the fast food gig, watching what I'm purchasing at the grocery store, because everything within my budget has gotten more expensive. It's gotten more expensive. And wages, my wages are from my businesses. They have not been good. It has not been a stellar. Cutoff was when the Fed started to bump those rates, and that was June, July of 2022. So for me, it's been a couple of years, and it's like, my instinct is to just not spend the money, to hunker down, not go to Maui, even though I love it there, not spend that money that I'm not bringing in and I don't have anymore, that kind of thing. I mean, everybody reacts to that, right? I know you've got the ultra wealthy out there, but that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about everybody else that is feeling the effects of all of this. How about in California, where fast food prices have just, been driven up? Same thing here in Seattle, where you've got these minimum wages. The cost of your fast food has gone through the roof to the point where these delivery drivers here in Seattle are, they're out of work because, with these mandated hourly minimums, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to increase that price and then everything else in the food chain is going to go up. And so that person that used to make $15, that's now making $20. Now, they might be making that $20, but everything else that they're looking at has gone up by that increment as well, because that's how business works. If businesses aren't making a profit, guess what they tend to do? They get the F out, right? They get the F out on the market. They either crank up that price or they leave the marketplace. So the battleground is with the low-income consumer. What you're seeing is more attention to affordability. This is from McDonald's. To get customers back in its stores, McDonald's is launching a $5 meal deal, which would be one of the most affordable fast food combos in the restaurant industry. What is that? An extra, extra, extra small burger with extra, extra, extra small fries and a teeny tiny little drink? Because I don't think you can get much for $5. Maybe I'm wrong, right? I don't really eat a McDonald's. Although if I was to eat a McDonald's, I'd go with the double cheeseburger meal. Yeah. But it's so bad for you. It is so bad for you that after you eat that food, I mean, as you're putting it down, it's delicious, right? Yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, why did I eat that? I feel so terrible. Bill Burr, the comedian, he calls it poison that the little bodies of children can't deal with. And so that's why they just conk out after they have a McDonald's meal. That poison has just sent them into sleepy land. But you know, here's another thing. Starbucks shares plunged 16% as the chain warns on 2024 profits, higher inflation as the risk factor. This inflation isn't going away. It's not going away. I don't think we're going to see inflation at the levels we want to see a drop in the rate by the feds anytime soon. I just don't. I don't see this happening. So this is kind of one of those grin and bear it type markets where the consumer, the normal consumer, just kind of takes it. All right. How would you like less purchasing power and your, you know, the stuff that you're buying to rise in price? How would you like that? Would you love that? Does that make sense to you? Yeah, and then your wages aren't going to go up enough to cover this. We're not even talking about housing. Housing has just been, oh. Because in so many of these markets, you've still got like a 7% year-over-year increase in values. You would think that driving rates up from 2.75% to 3% up to 7.5%, 8%, I think last year at one point in time, you would think driving those rates up would just kill the demand, but there's enough consumers out there that are buying homes that what little is out there, it's still going up in price. So not only do you have these mortgages that are considerably higher than where they were, and that's the real issue in with housing, is that you had record low interest rates, and then boom, you had that gap in between the lows and the highs jump by, you know, 5.25%, something like that. No, maybe it's 4. No, it's 5. 5 + 3 = 8. It's somewhere in there, right? Somewhere in there. So you've got that 5% bump up, and anybody with those lower rates, they're not moving off that house. And so that's what's really locked down the housing market. But there are people out there who willing, you know, you got some first time home buyers. So they're going further out. They're paying more and they're getting less house. Just kind of like what we've got going on at McDonald's. You're going to pay more for less product. I can't tell you how many examples of like shrink I see. Just, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, this is the same price, but I think that the Snickers bar to me, that Snickers bar that you got at like a mini mart, it used to be, you know, it used to be a legit size candy bar, right? And now it's getting down to a bite size, even though they're calling it, and it's like a buck something at, you know, AM, PM or whatever. It's like a buck something for, you know, not a big candy bar by any means. So same product, you know, that's what they're calling the same product, but that bad boy is just getting smaller and that price just going up because why wouldn't it? So yeah, cites higher inflation as a risk factor. Java Starbucks, giant Starbucks is starting to feel the financial pinch as inflation battered caffeine junkies turn away from drinks like their venti triple soy lattes to lower priced options. So they're probably still going to Starbucks, right? Or they're drinking something from home. They're making something from home. And that's kind of what I've gone to. Just, all right, you know, I'm a big green tea kind of guy. Let's make it at home. Yeah, let's throw that together. It sounds just absurd, but it's really not, right? It's okay. I can save a little bit of money there, and that's going to be able to also, so you can use that money way over there. Because man, I've got just money going out everywhere. All of the prices, all of the costs of doing business have risen, you know, a ton, and business has just shrunk. So there you go. In this environment, many customers have been more exacting about where and how they choose to spend their money, particularly with stimulus savings mostly spent. I think that stimulus saving, that has been spent a long time ago. But we are still just feeling the impacts from that, right? Just like, oh man, this is a hangover that will not go away. Haven't had one of those in years and years and years because that's just, you know, let's go crazy. No, got to be able to get up tomorrow. And that means, yeah, being responsible, right? But this is the financial hangover that will not go away. It's the gift that keeps on giving. In a highly challenged environment, this quarter's results do not reflect the power of our brand, our capabilities, or the opportunities ahead. Current CEO of Starbucks said, "Oh, he's got to say that. He's got to lead the corporate corporate battle cry. Oh, we can do this, guys. We can do this. Best company ever. Who's behind us? Let's go." And the American consumer is going, "Yeah, pretty much not paying that for my triple soy latte with whatever and a pump of this and a shot of this and all that good stuff." They're saying, "No, can't afford it. We're going to do something else." That's literally what you got going on. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, do all that good stuff, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.